It's Sunday, July 21st, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are transmitting worldwide, and we are the Resistance.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are 106 days from the most important election in world history. And you can tag another 79 days onto that once President Trump is president-elect. You are witnessing America fighting for its life to remove the deep state face sucker that is the New World Order. All right. I have worked particularly hard yesterday and today getting on the telephone with my Pentagon sources in Delta Force, Army Special Operations, the Navy SEALs, but not just the operators, also top former brass defense intelligence. I have spent, to my wife's chagrin, I would say 15 hours, not just counting the three-hour show yesterday. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying I'm in the game here. 15 hours locked in my office last night, yesterday afternoon, and today. I've spent 8 hours today at least. And I have talked to a lot of people. I've talked to the folks in Trump's immediate command system right at the top. And I have talked to the individuals that are deploying to defend Trump. And they don't even need to be a secret. We're not going to give specifics of it. But he is bringing in the Orange Group out of the Pentagon, the Delta Force. But because he can't get the current ones, he's getting even better. He's getting the super seasoned ones. And I'm not saying Delta Force is bad, but these are the guys. And the best Navy SEALs, and Eric Prince is involved. I told you that I thought Biden within 2 weeks would step down. I said this weekend, the weekend of the 20th, 21st, it happened today as I called. So I could just see all the numbers. And it would take hours to explain how I know that, but there you go. It happened again. And I talked to high-level people in the Trump administration, the soon-to-be administration, and I talked to high-level people in every facet of the system. And then they gave me a list of people that could speak because they're not currently in the military. And these are amazing people. Some are coming on tonight. I'm not going to announce who they are until tomorrow. But on tomorrow's show, we're going to have people that have commanded major operations around the world. And for anybody that follows military news, you will know who they are. In fact, the general public will know who will know who they are. So they're going to be on the show tomorrow. Lord willing, who knows what the globalists will do. But you have Senator Johnson coming out and saying that the deep state tried to kill Trump. It was an inside job. You have Senator Hawley saying there's a cover-up. He went to the site. You have Congressman Mills saying that. He's a former sniper commander of operations. And then you have Trump saying if he would have been told there was a guy on the roof, he wouldn't have come out, but they didn't even tell him when they knew. So he was on the roof before Trump even came out. It was all timed. And the best knowledge is there was a shooter right under the shooter who was on the roof in the window. That's what the acoustics are showing, and a shooter on the water tower. We have the HD video of that coming up. It's clearly on a shadow. Now it's been blown up digitally, stepping out. In fact, I meant to send you guys that clip, have Rob do grab it. It's all over X. The water tower zoom in, showing the shooter up there with his rifle. And the FBI is there covering it all up, keeping even senators back. They're now trying to move the position of where Crooks, the patsy, was. This is going to be one hell of a transmission tonight. And we have a bunch of huge special operations guests, special operations colonels coming on, you name it. Then I'll have to go some into the third hour and fourth hour, but Chase will be here for that as well. Please stay with us. This is so important. And boost this information. Listening to local station, tell everybody about how you're listening. At the grocery store, gas station, you name it. If you're listening on X at Real Alex Jones, share that link. Or Real Alex Jones. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a billion places I could go, but I'm going to be very, very focused here for you and try to go right down the line. I have spent at least 15, 14 hours or so in the last 2 days reaching out to my sources in the Trump campaign at the highest levels and to my sources in the premier military organization in the United States, the Delta Force, and the Navy SEALs, and they, many of them are still in, so they would defer and give me numbers to call. And a lot of these people I talk to are household names if you're in the military community, and they're all coming on the show. Two big ones tomorrow, bunch of big patriots today. Tonight on this live Sunday, July 21st transmission. But you have Senator Johnson coming out saying clearly it's an inside job, attempt to kill Trump. You have Trump saying that now the Secret Service stood down and didn't tell him there was a shooter on the roof before he even came out. They got the shooter in place and brought Trump out. You have the acoustics of a shooter below in the window right below the shooter. Now, because the trajectory comes from that point, they're trying to move the trajectory of where the shooter was. This is incredible. But bottom line, we have to admit they tried to kill Trump. This is a deep state operation, and now that consensus is formed. Then you've got everything else. As I predicted 2 weeks ago, Biden would resign on the weekend of the 20th and 21st. He resigned today as the nominee. That happened. And that's a whole other thing to unpack. We'll be going over all of that. But I want to be 100% clear here. 2 weeks ago, I said Obama wants Biden to resign. People said, well, Obama's defending him. I said all of his surrogates that work for him say you must resign because Biden doesn't want to get the, or Obama doesn't want to get the heat, Obama. So now you have Hillary and Bill and Obama saying they are endorsing Kamala. That means they're going to gun for Kamala. And I know because hundreds of articles were written in the last 48 hours saying Hillary Clinton should be who replaces Joe Biden and that Kamala's an idiot. So while they're saying in the news the Clintons and the Democratic establishment is backing Kamala, their surrogates that they control are unified saying Kamala did a terrible job in a meeting today with donors and Kamala's an idiot and people don't think she can win. So I'm not saying Hillary will replace her because they're not God. They're not all powerful. But if Hillary doesn't get exposed ahead of their convention in a few weeks in Chicago, that is who they're planning to replace with. And they got Big Mike and Gavin Newsom and Whitmer and all the rest of it. And maybe Kamala's the person. But they don't run hundreds of articles in the last 48 hours starting Friday saying Hillary's the one, she won the popular vote, she's great, she's wonderful. That's control. That's a signal. That's 100%. They don't run that signal unless they're planning that. So you say, how do you predict this stuff? I know the signals. That doesn't mean we can't override the signals. But those are signals. when he came out on the 17th, Wednesday, Biden, and said, I'm sick with that X post on formerly Twitter. And when he then said, oh, yeah, I've got COVID, and if I'm sick, I may step down. I said, that's him sending a signal to the establishment, turn the heat off, I've given up. He resigned Wednesday. I said that Wednesday. He resigned Wednesday, and I said, just as I said on weeks ago, I said Wednesday, we'll play a clip in a moment, and I said it again Friday in studio, he will resign this weekend. And it happened. That's not psychic powers. That's being in the game. Turns out the Patriots coach didn't have to cheat that much. He just spent more time than anybody else having people videotape practices and seeing what signs they did and how they lined up for each play. Belichick. That's what I do. I watch the enemy constantly. I can't help it. My wife yesterday and today, she's like, you're locked in your office. She loves me. And she said, you got to have faith in God. You got to stop. Because I literally would come out and get a sandwich every 5 hours or a glass of iced tea. And she said, will you stop? And I said, I can't stop. So you have to understand, what I do on air is a secondary byproduct. My real operations is constant research up to 6, 7, 8, 10 hours a day. And that's how I'm calling all this. So I'm not saying Hillary will be the nominee. They're going to try to say Harris is the nominee, undermine her, but say there's going to be an open process at the DNC. And this may change tomorrow. They may change their view. But the propaganda they put out, pre-programming ahead of it, tells you what they want. You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need, which is after we convict you legally and lawfully at the end of a rope. So these are possible futures that they want. I know what the enemy wants from their operations. It doesn't mean they're God and those things are going to happen. But for 30 years, I make predictions and almost all of them come true because the bad guys get what they want. But you notice more and more, they're not getting what they want. So we're going to go over all of this here today. And boy, do we have a raft of guests today that are amazing. We have Quentin Carter, who's worked in these different groups and organizations. Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret Defense Intelligence. Doc Chambers, Lieutenant Colonel, Army Special Operations. Roger Stone. And then tomorrow, I'm not going to tell you who we have on. They were both ready to do it, but one was in the air and another was getting back to their home. I decided to do this tomorrow with these guests I'll announce then. And they are household names in the military. And they concur with my analysis 100%. The deep state did this. There was a stand down. The shooter had help. Jack Posobiec has federal sources. My similar sources told me. They went to this guy's car and house, sophisticated military-grade explosives. Not just explosive design, plastic explosives, military explosives. He had a drone over the facility an hour before Trump came out. They stood down, they waited, they ordered the stand down. They had a bunch of fake security that couldn't even reholster their gun. They had a shooter on top of the roof. Took them forever to get him in place. As soon as he shot, the other people shot, but they missed. One hit the lectern, one hit Trump in the ear, others hit the crowd. This is an incredible moment to be alive. There's a meme I put on X today, we'll show it again, that shows the shot that hit Trump and it says, cheaper groceries. If he gets elected, it just skips his, it nicks his ear. But if it hits him in the brain, you get civil war. They were going to kill Trump, blow his head off on TV like JFK in 63, show the Zapruder film when you get a chance. And they were going to then do a bunch of false flags to legitimize it and maybe even kill Biden. But now they had multiple shooters, probably three, just like with Kennedy, triangulation in Dallas, Texas, 63, but bare minimum two from the acoustics and all my sources and what's coming out. And a man on the water tower, a man at the window right under the shooter above him on the roof. And the default And I've talked to all these top famous snipers, and you'll hear their names, you'll see it all. It's incredible. And they said the default, a couple of them are watching live, was why is nobody on the water tower? Oh, there is somebody there. Why is nobody on top of those buildings, 450 feet from the president? They opened the door for this. Mayorkas was in control of this. So Trump has wisely brought in private security, the guys that are former Delta Force, and you're never former. And now Trump is going to be hard to hit. And the experts said, we agree with your analysis. Next will be poison. He can't shake hands. They'll have a fake glove, looks like a normal skin. It'll have pure fentanyl or some other drug. Trump shakes their hand. He's dead in 10 minutes. They have chemicals with acids, with cyanide, will get through the skin, or fentanyl. It'll be weaponized, fast action, pure cyanide or pure fentanyl with an acid to get through Trump's skin. It looked like a hand, but it's a plastic glove. Looks like a hand. He shakes somebody's hand. He's dead in 10 minutes. 5 minutes, probably. Maybe two. Truck bombs. Tactical nukes blamed on Iran. I told you last week they'll blame Iran. They already tried the next day. I'm on top of their pre-programming. All right, go ahead and get Quentin Carter on. But I want to play these two clips for you. Here is a clip last week where I said, talking about the previous prediction, we're posting all the originals now on X with Alex Jones. Alex Jones predicts Biden would drop out by July 20th or 21st, and then play clip one from a month ago or 29 days ago in Detroit. I spoke after Trump, right before J.D. Vance, had a great meeting with him there. He said, yeah, I'm the nominee. He even said, don't tell anybody. Trust me so much. Yeah, I'm the nominee. Okay, great. Wow. Just telling you, we're in the White House, folks. We're in the new White House. It's not like some fake guy on 4chan saying he's on the inside. We're here, right here. Pay tomorrow's news today. Alex Jones, they're going to try to assassinate President Trump. Here it is. We'll get our guest on. And I saw such incredible deep state pressure last week. I said, I think Biden will be gone by the 20th or 21st.
According to multiple Democratic sources, this is happening all of a sudden. Everyone said it would happen gradually and then all at once, and that's what's happening. According to my sources, President Biden has agreed to step down as the Democratic nominee.
Oh, man.
It will happen as early as this weekend. A speech has been drafted for him.
Alex, I have to ask you, and I'm going to interview you for a minute. Alex, what do you think they'll do to President Trump between now and Election Day?
You're reading my mind.
What will they do to him?
God literally gave us Donald Trump imperfect as most men or women that God raises up in history. But he is a man of steel. He is a man who has ice water in his veins. He is a man who gets stronger under attack. And so they have already put him through hell with all these show trials and rigged courts, civil and criminal. And they are going to try to assassinate President Trump. Make no mistake about that. They are going to try to pull out all the stops. And so we've got to pray for President Trump many times a day. And we've got to bust our rear ends to get out there in America, because the people are waking up and they're ready to become fully awake, and let them know that the WF and the UN and Bill Gates have said they're bringing new lockdowns, more forced injections. They're cutting off the farms. They're cutting off the energy. And if you think the economy in free fall right now is bad, it is going to be 10 times worse. So this is existential. We are at war with the globalists, and we must now recognize that this is a war. This is just as important as 1776, and in the context of the population of the world, the weapons we have now, it is more important. This is a continuation of the fight between free, open societies and tyrannical world government. And the left represents the most evil, wicked, anti-free market corporations on the planet, led by BlackRock, that thinks it controls your life. I've been on air 30 plus years, and I am realizing now this is my final mission. The next few months, I'll stay on air after this, but if we win this, get Trump in, we're going to turn the tide. I'll still be on air, but I can tell you, this is go hour right now. This is everything. This is George Washington 2.0. God's hand is on us right now. A good friend of mine, known him many years, Quentin Carter. A lot of what he did was secret, won't say everything he did, but U.S. Army, CFC, retired reconnaissance platoon sergeant, highly decorated DOS contractor, executive protection specialist. He's one of the 20-plus people I talked to in the last 24 hours. And they all concur. There's a total consensus. We're going to have a huge guest coming up as well. But I want to get Quentin on first because he was watching it with his wife when it happened and when it went down. And everything he thought he saw was exactly what I got from other sources. But I wanted to call him because he's somebody I personally knew. Quentin, good to talk to you, my friend. What do you make of the situation and the different angles we see here? And even Senator Johnson coming out saying this is a deep state attempt at coup. I think it's critical to say that and admit that, to let the enemy know we know. And so if they kill Trump, it's that much worse for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, first and foremost, thanks for having me back on. We spent many years together working. A lot of people will remember that when this very first started, I started working with you at the RNC when Trump was first elected. So we've been through this for quite some time now, you and I. And we've had multiple discussions and conversations about the fact that they weren't going to allow this to happen.
I talked to you a month ago. I talked to you a month ago, and I said they're going to kill Trump. You agreed?
Guaranteed. We all knew that there would be an attempt on him at best. Now, knowing who they are and how they're going to try things, I didn't think they would be successful, as they weren't. But we knew that they were going to try. The only way that they can continue to try to control the masses is to keep us separated. And I think that their failed assassination attempt of Donald Trump did exactly the opposite of what they wanted. They thought they were going to do something and draw a line between us. And all they've done is create a line where now people are switching over. So you have, you know, people that were somewhere in the purple or even hard left leaning all coming back our way. And we did talk about this a month ago. We had a long conversation of trying to look forward and see what was going on. And we knew this was going to happen. It was just a matter of how or what. I thought it would be poison from the beginning. The fact that they tried it with a very sorry excuse of a marksman just blows my mind. If you listen to any of the audio that we hear, there is clearly more than one shooter. You don't have to be in a band to know the difference between guitars and drums, right? So if you listen to the audio, you can tell that it's two entirely distinctly different sets of gunshots.
Two different reports, and absolutely. And we said today, we talked this day, and all the people I talked to agree, they wanted a spectacular event blowing his head off to try to inflame, and that was their next plan. But keep going.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. So when we look at it in the totality or the visual performance of this, an average person is going to go for that headshot. They want the visual of that. They want the JFK version 2.0, whereas a true trained assassin wouldn't go for a headshot. A true trained assassin, someone wants to do it, they're looking for a death shot. They're looking for something that has finality to it. And it's not hard to hit a human being at 130 or 150 yards. You and I used to shoot together all the time. I remember us shooting Coke cans at 7 and 750, untrained, sitting in the front of the seat of a Jeep. So it's really not a hard thing. You and I both have shot pistols that far on a regular basis. So that's not the case. I think that they wanted to show the world something ugly and something nasty and something evil. So they went for a headshot. And that's, you know, thankfully they did. And thankfully they suck. But here we are now, unified, fighting this war that we've been fighting for quite some time. And hopefully it's a wake-up call for a lot of people.
Also, even if there were good shots, he obviously had backups. You're shooting Donald Trump. I mean, you know, yeah, we've shot mountain goats together and you name it, hunting all over the place back when you used to be here for years. And yeah, when you're relaxed shooting a mountain goat at 800 yards, it's easy. And obviously we shot right at the chest, you know, right at the side. You don't go for the head. You go for the kill shot. But imagine even you in a lot of combat, a lot of, you know, rewards, Quentin, in heavy combat in Iraq, you name it. Would you be a little nervous about to shoot Trump? I know you wouldn't want to, but would you be a little shaky when you're about to kill Trump?
Of course. I mean, anyone that has enough mental instability to lay on a roof and, you know, take a shot at the greatest president in the history of our country, he's going to have nerves. The only way that you wouldn't is if he's heavily doped up. So if he's on some type of mind controlling drugs, if he's under some type of, you know, heavy antipsychotics or antipsychotics, something like that, then maybe he doesn't. But I just don't see it. It doesn't make sense to me. The whole narrative is messed up. You know, when you dig into it and you're like, okay, why did they allow him to do this? Why did they allow him to do that? Why did they allow him to come up and probe the metal detectors? And why did they not fix anything about it? Why did no one make contact with him?
How did he fly a drone over? How did he wander around under the building? How was he found with a rangefinder? How did he sneak a gun in there?
All those things. And then they said that at one point, one of the local police officers walked up the ladder and saw him. He pointed a gun at him and they disengaged.
But even when I've met with Trump at the RNC and other events, they go, hey, Alex, we love you. We got to do this. They check my cell phone because it could be one of those guns, and they pat you down. I mean, the real Secret Service would not have allowed this.
None whatsoever. Not unless they wanted it to happen. And let's go back to some of the audio that we were talking about earlier as far as the different gunshots and things like that. When you listen to them, it's very clear that one of them has no echo. One of it has basically a standard report to it. But the previous gunshots before that sound muffled or echoed, almost like they're coming from the building below the shooter. So if you go back and you listen to that audio and you hear two or three shots and they sound a certain way, and then you hear two shots that hear completely different and then back to something different, the problem is they think we're all stupid. And they think that what they've done in the past, they're going to do again, and they're just going to keep pulling this over.
And they thought the hysteria of Trump being dead would, and the truck bombs that are going to detonate on a black church.
Totally. And then when we start talking about this kid, and how did they instantly say he's operating alone? Well, how do you know he's operating alone if you are not in his cell phone, if you was never on the radar?
And now he's got offshore secret accounts. And that's what I got from my sources. They said, no, this guy was heavily funded, flew a drone over, was an operative. Now we know he had high-tech military explosives. That's about to come out. Quentin, what do you think's happening?
And the other thing is, and I think it's a huge cover-up, and I think that it was going to create a environment that made people scared to vote. It was going to do something that basically created a mail-in ballot, because in typical fashion, what used to happen early Iraq, Afghanistan, there's an attack on the people, and then there's an attack on the first responders. And that's what was going to happen with those explosives that were in the vehicle. He was going to assassinate Donald Trump. And then when people try to respond, whether that's first responders, the fire trucks, the paramedics, the other police officers, all that, they're going to have to drive past that vehicle to come in. He was either going to then detonate that vehicle to create enough of a diversion for him to get away, or he was going to do it to where no one could get in to help. And that creates an environment where a shooter can then continue to cause chaos. My question for everyone, though, is what does a 20-year-old kid who's a nurse technician or something like that, whatever they made up he does for a living, how does he know how to create an IED? How does he know what explosives are what and how they work unless he's been on the internet somewhere? So what's the internet at home? What's the internet on his phone? What's his search history? Who's teaching him these things? Because this is not common knowledge stuff.
No, I agree. Stay there, Quentin. It's clear he's a cutout. He's a cutout as a cover story. The real shooter was in the window below him in the water tower. We'll be right back with Quentin Carter, a good friend of mine, really smart guy. And then Doc Chambers, Colonel Special Operations, coming on. Ivan Ranklin, you name it, straight ahead. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist. And people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, July 21st, 2024. The old timers 50 years ago told us it was coming, but we're now living in it. The New World Order, America fighting for its life. But guess what? We're hard to kill, and we're winning.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here they are trying to kill the man that stands with the people. I love the leftists claiming this is fake. You couldn't fake something like this. This is on live television everywhere. People died. And Trump rising up and pushing the Secret Service off to say, fight, fight, fight. That's real. This is all real. Reality is so real. You can see it. You can smell it. You can taste it. There isn't just evil in the world, folks. There's not just globalists. There's you and I. When we activate, Nothing on earth can stop us. They're now filled with a full will of humanity's power and our desire for the future. Fight, fight, fight. I don't even want to talk about what would have happened if they killed Trump. Because I'm not looking for war, but they'd have got it. Quentin, why don't you speak briefly? You're a smart guy, former fellow that's been everywhere in the military. What would have happened if they killed Trump? And then let's get back to any other points you want to make before our next guest come on. I appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, definitely. It's something super hard to speculate. The idea behind it, if they were to kill him, you feel like the American citizens have been pushed and pushed and pushed and bent as hard as they can. And I don't think it's long before someone breaks, you know? I think that the majority of Americans are trying their best. They go to work, they come home, they spend time with their families, they do the things they're supposed to do. And they're just hoping and praying that eventually something is going to go right. And nothing has gone right for quite some time, whether we're talking about the COVID or the lockdowns or all of these things, all of the small businesses that people have lost, all these things that have gone wrong for so long. People are looking for that hope. We're looking for that chance. And that's Donald J. Trump, you know, like, as he says, we're going to do everything bigger, better, stronger, faster than we did before, and it'll be great. I like you, I'm not attempting to incite any violence at all. I don't want war. If you talk to men that have been to war, they're the last ones to call for war. The guys that have been on the front line and seen the world at its ugliest don't want to see it again. But they're also the ones that, if it's called upon, they'll stand up. They've done it before. They'll do it again. So I hope that it never, ever comes to that.
So what is your message to the bureaucrats? Quentin, what is your message to bureaucrats and the globalists and these people that think they can carry this out and not ever face retribution? I want them to know that they need to back off right now. And I say that for their own future. I mean, and for all our futures, they should give up now.
They should give up. There's repercussions for everyone's action. And hopefully we can push through this by using ballots and doing it the right way. If you remember, I guess probably 5 or 6 years ago, we were talking about reelecting Donald Trump long before there was any of this. And I told you, hey, Alex, we need to do this shirt, man, by bullets or ballots. It doesn't matter. And you were very smart in your saying to me. You said, hey, man, like, that's a great saying, but I don't need to be the person pushing violence. And it made a ton of sense, you know, and coming from you and the amount of voice and vocal like range that you have, it made a ton of sense to me, and it still resonates today. So by no means are any of us calling for violence, but I also think that there will come a time that people feel there is nothing else they can do. If they continue to do this, if they continue to push, if they continue to steal, if they compare, you know, continue to lock people down and you know, basically just destroy their lives against their will, there will come a time where people push back. There's no doubt about that. You know, I totally agree.
So shifting gears back to the shooter wandering around beneath the building for an hour, climbing up on top of it, 26 minutes on top, 10 seconds is an eternity. And no one putting people on top of water tower buildings right by the president. I mean, that is default. Here he is wandering around. I mean, this was their patsy. And by the grace of God, the bullets didn't hit Trump. If speak to that in closing. If you're the deep state, what are you thinking?
It's a failure on every level. So at being a failure on so many levels and so blatantly obvious, it's hard to believe that it wasn't purposeful. This young man walks around, probes the metal detectors, gets caught with different equipment, finds a ladder, puts a ladder against a building.
And like you said, he looks like a zombie. This guy sticks out like a sore thumb.
He's just walking around. He does not look like the standard person that you see walking around. There's no level of excitement. As you see in every single one of these rallies, like, it's a huge party. Everyone there is super happy and super thankful and proud Americans. And you see them just having a great time. And he didn't fit any of that bill. So the idea that it's not just an oversight isn't realistic to me. An oversight is a small thing. I forgot to take the trash out, or I forgot to do something like that. You didn't forget to cover the person who is running against your puppet. Like, this is a man who's standing up for free will and America that we all love. And they purposely turned a blind eye to allow a lot of these crazy things to happen. Biden immediately called for gun control when he was talking at the NAACP. And I remember I was watching it. I really can't stand to hear him talk very much, but I listened to him occasionally. And he said, it's time to outlaw them. I did it before. I'll do it again. So a lot of this has to do with, is this a gun control movement? So were they able to assassinate Donald Trump and then immediately turn around and throw some type of big weapons ban on everyone so that if people did get mad, if people did get angry, if there was some type of civil unrest, would they be disarmed? That's my huge thought process right there.
Well, the good news is, Quentin, is that I called you as your personal friend. I know about your great service and all your decorations, your great work you want to talk about. But I know you personally. I called you after I already talked to seven or eight people. I talked to six or seven, eight more after you, and they all said the same thing, and they're going to be coming on the show here in succession. The good news is we're not gaslit anymore. We know we just got hit. We know they just tried to kill Trump, and folks that I briefed, and they briefed me just hours, six, 7 hours ago, they met with Trump Wednesday and Thursday. He gets it. He knows it. He understands it. And so they got a big problem on their hands, and they're putting in, as you know, the orange team and everybody else right now. And of course, they can't do the orange team that's current, but the orange team that's much deeper bench, former Delta Force, everybody else is flooding in to the zone. The globalists have got a big problem.
They definitely do. Their biggest problem is Donald Trump. Their second biggest problem is the United States of America and the patriots who strive for a better life. They've pushed and pushed and pushed, and they've awakened a giant. And here we are, and here we stand, and we're ready to do whatever it takes to make America great again. I just want to say thank you again for the time and the opportunity to come on and speak to you. As always, I've always appreciated it. I've always enjoyed it. And, you know, talk to all your friends, convince them that they need to register to vote. They need to go and vote. Every single vote is important. And it's time to take our country back.
Well, I hate to write myself into this, but I've had to make peace with death over this. And I will not commit suicide. I will not kill my family in a murder-suicide. That's how they do it. Then say you were a killer. I would never do that. That's a lie. When I talk to you and I talk to people at the highest levels of the Pentagon who are patriots and to Delta Force people today, they said, you're right, Jones. They're going to get you next. Because they see me as the populist guy, and I don't want to be that guy. I want to just beat these people. I'm not trying to run around here on the front line of general outfit, but you said that same thing. People need to understand they need to get through Trump to get to us, but you specifically warned me, and you're right, and everybody else warned me. They said, Jones, you're the next target. Not because of me, but this audience that they fear, that this show is a focal point for because they fear the people. Can you briefly speak to that?
Yeah. First and foremost, I have no intention of killing myself ever. Never have, never will. That is not a case. So if I end up gone, you can be sure they did it. But yeah, we've talked about it plenty of times, and I've warned you and told you that there are active things going on, and your ability to mobilize people, your ability to speak to people on a level that real people understand, not a politic version, not a snake oil salesman, but as a real person, like, hey, this is wrong. They're coming for us. He's in the way. They tried to take him out. You're next. So make no doubt that you need to be cognizant of what's going on. You need to surround yourself with winners. You need to take care of yourself the way that we did before when I was there with you. And just be very cognizant in your day-to-day stuff, because at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever they can to get rid of as many of us as possible. And normally the nail that stands the tallest gets hit the hardest. So as you're here every day telling the world how you feel and the different things that you see and hear, they're going to come after you, bud. I promise you.
Well, Quentin, it's a 10-hour story, but 6 weeks ago without a court order, they later admitted in court that the Justice Department that's involved in bankruptcies ordered us shut down and came here and tried to order the private security firm to close us. They said no. But then they flipped out and admitted it all and said, well, he's bad. He's got to be shut down. I knew that wasn't about me, Quentin. That was what was about to come next. And I said, Laura Logan was here. I had to sleep up here for a week and literally stopped them taking us over. I told her, the reason I mentioned her, that's a marker. People can watch that. I said, it's not about me. They're about to kill Trump. It's so obvious, folks. They're going for broke. This is it. And listen, I'm not scared to die, but I'm scared of losing. And I'm scared of our children being slaves to this thing. And I just want people to realize that maximum effort is what is needed right now and total commitment. 1 minute closing comment.
And that's the big thing. So it is maximum effort. It is everything in the world. If you're ever going to give anything to anyone right now, now is the time to do it. You need to push hard. You need to strive for excellence. All of these things. Be cognizant. Pay attention to what's going on. Try your absolute best. Understand that they are coming for each and every one of us. They're just coming for us in different levels. God bless America. God bless you. God bless Donald Trump. And let's fight till this is over.
God bless you, Quentin. All right, we're going to get Doc Chambers and Ivan Raiklin on, both Green Berets. One, I'm a colonel and special operations, to talk about Defense Intelligence Agency and what's going to happen. But the Pentagon itself is for Trump, but at the top, they're bad guys. But from the generals down, the generals are bad, but below are good people. And they're all listening right now, folks. This is it. I don't risk my life on a failed issue. I don't do this because I think we're going to lose and I just want to risk my life for fun. I'm doing this because I believe in you and I know we can win this thing and we're so close. But you've got to admit what you're really up against. You've got to admit where you are and the situation you're facing, or you don't have a hope. And you got to call on God. And the minute you do that, you're going to win. I cannot think of a better way to go out than having them kill me. I don't want that. I love life. My God. I love steaks and enchiladas and sunrises and sunsets and hunting and my family and hugging my daughters and my son. But I'm ready to die. But I don't want to die. I want to make them get off our back. I want them to leave us alone. I want to defeat these degenerate lawyers and globalists and the Rothschilds and the Rockefeller Combine and the Carnegie Endowment and the CIA director that wants to castrate our sons and kill our veterans and ship in Turks because they're scared of freedom. Because in a free society, they don't get to make the decisions. As a confident man, I feel confident in your freedom. You don't threaten me. I've got children, four of them. They're going to live with you in the future. I look back at my ancestors, amazing people. I want to be like them. That's what I want to do, and I want to beat the New World Order. All right, for the next 30 minutes ahead of Roger Stone with huge intel is Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, formerly lawyer, doing a great job reaching tens of millions a week now, just dominating the deep state, exposing who they are, spotlighting them. I remember exposing Fiona Hill and McMaster, and they had 60-minute shows exposing me. It's not about that. That's how wimpy they are. Like, they thought having a 60-minute show, Alex is mean to us, he exposes us. That just spotlighted them. It's not how good I am, it's how weak they are. I'm not that good, but I'm way ahead of them. It's like that Helter Skelter song. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. And the fact that they're so scared that I would spotlight them and send memos to Trump and tell Trump, these are the operatives in your operation. Such a simple thing. All those other people were scared. They knew. All it takes is a little courage, folks. And courage is contagious. And Trump's courage is so contagious. So Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, lawyer, ultra marathoner, at Ivan Raiklin, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers, Doc Chambers, and all his great work around the world. I'm so honored to have both of you here at the edge of victory or the edge of defeat. What an incredible moment. We're alive together. And thank God Congress and senators are coming out from Johnson to Hawley saying it's an inside job. You got to do that to put the enemy off balance. What is their next move? You guys just spoke to the big sheriff's conference in North Texas. I mean, we are on the march. We'll get to that coming up next hour. But first off, the consensus is inside job, help, military explosives in his car and house, a drone, protected, acoustic show double shooters, Trump started to come out and say, yeah, it looks like an inside job. That is so important in my perspective to put them off balance, to let them know we're under attack. Because we want to admit we're under attack. How do we beat them? So, Ivan or Doc, whoever wants to go first, but give us your boiled down analysis of where we are, because this is 1776 on steroids.
That's right, Alex. Last time I was down there with you, we were your show was about to shut down the next day. You were the Alamo of Texas. Right now, this is the Alamo of Texas. This is 254 constitutional sheriffs that we're trying to pull out of here that are going to go after the deep state once we get this list released. All right. So what do we think about the inside job that happened against President Trump? Yeah, we know that what that was. That was an epic fail. But it was so epic that it was obvious that it was planned, and it was planned from the inside. Now, I don't have the receipts for any of that. But right now, anybody that can see that, that has eyes to see, and we personally both have done outer perimeter security for dignitaries, to include for me two presidents, including Trump in the past. So we know what right looks like. That was a wedge of cone of fire, essentially, that was left wide open, right? With all the acoustic information that came out via the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, to look at those different types of, and, you know, I'm not a sniper, but ballistically, I understand that there were rounds that came out as far as 1,000 meters, right? And as short as 150. So you got, you know, smaller caliber, larger caliber, a larger caliber. That's what some of the victims were hitting the stands. I have not done the forensics, so I can't give the receipts. But yeah, it's an inside job, no doubt. Trump understands that, and the people that I talk to that are on the inside know that that's exactly.
And what how happened. Incredible it is that he lived. We're sad for the person that died, the other two that got wounded. But how incredibly powerful, Doc Chambers, recently retired right. Special Operations Colonel. How scared right. is the deep state right now that they shot at him from multiple muzzles and they failed?
Right. Well, that's why they're doing this right now. That's why they're doing all these things. But they're making so many mistakes, because when people are on their heels, that's like us routing the enemy. When we route the enemy, they make mistakes, and they've made mistakes here, huge mistakes, and they're going to continue to do it. And that's why we're putting the pressure on by hitting these constitutional sheriffs. We got 254 sheriffs here. In the next two more days, we will be lining out, and then we will be closing the gap, if you will, as we
and we'll talk about that next hour. But that's so key. Yep. You're constitutionally yeah. doing what Soros is doing, trying to use the local governments as weapon systems. You're just trying to activate people that are left to counter that. They're so scared. That's why I've been attacking Ivan.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, that was a miracle that President Trump survived that. Remember when we were in February, we were talking about the worst case scenario for the deep state is for them to conduct an assassination of Trump. I think even worse is a failed assassination attempt, and now he survives, has the power, and now
I was about to say, we got the best of both worlds. We didn't want him to be die. We said, don't try it, Puck, it'll backfire. They did try it, and it backfired. We just got both the best, both the best worlds here.
Absolutely, 100%. And going back to the ballistics, I mean, I don't. When you watch and listen to the actual gunfire, obviously you have three of similar shots being fired in succession. What I think, from my perspective, when they saw that they did not explode President Trump's head in the first three rounds, another shooter in rapid succession was like, oh my God, I need to do something. And so then you hear another five rounds being shot at such a rapid pace, I don't know what they're shooting. We're going to find all that out. But it was too rapid for it to be a, you know, sustained line of fire that would be placed on a specific target. And so I think they were just like, oh, crap. We need to lay off as many rounds as possible before I have an exfil strategy so that they could potentially, they tried to execute Trump. So it was boom, 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 and then boom, 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 boom. Maybe there was two people, maybe even, shooting at that rapid rate. It was just too rapid to have accurate fire being done in that short period of time, from my perspective.
Can you imagine the deep state right now with their thing?
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to cover up the previous cover up by, you know, they're going to try to throw Cheadle under the bus. At the end of the day, I got to remind people that forgot this. The House of Representatives have already impeached Ali Mayorkas twice. The Senate has refused to conduct their constitutional duty, known as a Senate trial, to convict Ali Mayorkas. Congressman Mark Green of the House Homeland Security Committee needs to immediately put together yet another article of impeachment for Ali Mayorkas and Cheadle's attempted assassination.
And Ivan, I totally agree. I'll give you the floor in the next 30 minutes. But they're going to try to kill Trump again. Talking about 8 days in, it blew up in their face. They're totally desperate. If I was them, and I'm not them, but I'm just analyzing them, they're going to go all out. Well, what is your view on that?
Yeah, I think nothing's off the table. We talked about this before when I was on a couple times. And they're just trying to, right now, we are applying maximum pressure because we're getting a lot of big tech players are coming on board to support Elon and his push to support President Trump. I think Elon has disclosed to some of his close friends in Silicon Valley that were leftists that I'm sitting on all this trove of criminal evidence of what the conspiracy theorists known as Alex Jones are actually conspiracy oracles, and you might want to back off supporting the radical left. And so there's this transitioning happening. They don't know what to do. They have to remove the dementia patient, and they have to play musical chairs. Right now they're being disrupted, and I think we need to continue to escalate that disruption in the maximal legal, moral, ethical way possible. We're doing it here at the Sheriff's Association. But in addition to that, I recommend all patriots volunteer to participate in the DNC convention so that they can observe and monitor and report, whether it's as media or as volunteers, any shenanigans that take place so that they are on notice that we're not.
No, you're right. That's got to scare them. So, Doc Chambers and Ivan Regler, about to go to break, come back with you guys for another 20 minutes right out of Roger Stone. What are you going to cover when we come up? What is on your radar? I've been asking questions, but you're a smart guy. Colonel, what do you recommend?
Right. So in the next several days and next few weeks, there will be a period of grace that will exist for people that hold this information that are whistleblowers. We're going to give a period of grace, and then we're going to start exposing names of people that understood what was going on but did nothing about it. We have to do it that way. That's the only way, because we're in a race. We're in a marathon, and we just found out about it at the 26-mile mark at this point. So we've got to move.
6 weeks of amnesty remain.
We've got to move the goalpost, and that's it.
So you're saying there's an amnesty right now?
Yes, sir.
Join us.
Talk about those details on the.
We'll hit it on the next section.
We'll be right back in T-minus 2 minutes. Everybody watching, you're the Paul Revere's. You're the power. We're nothing. If you share the links right now, we reach 20 million extra people. Share the links now. Real Alex Jones on X. Infowars.com/show. Colonel Doc Chambers and Ivan Regler are our guests. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.